Blog Talk Radio.
This is Real Talk on Global Social Radio. Yeah. So death.
Next week, I'm going to pretty much change the show up to
this a little bit, but once again, I want to let you guys know, if you want to be a part of Global 14 Radio, make sure you hit me up on Global 14. You can't hit me up anywhere else. You have to join global14.com and hit me up at Crush. Come find me. If you want to be a part of the show, let me know what you want to do. At this time, we are doing, we are not going to accept any more music-related shows, okay? We already have enough. The Cut is doing the damn thing on Wednesday. The Cut, definitely, as far as music-related shows, I mean, I don't even know what to say. The numbers are pretty much showing and proving that that show was pretty much needed. They're going over licensing. They're talking about how people started out in the biz. I mean, they're getting into a lot of stuff. That is the ultimate radio show. The Cut is the ultimate music-related show on the Global 14 Radio. So make sure you check them out on Wednesday. So that is the main reason why we do not need another music-related show is because of The Cut, because The Cut is doing everything that it needs to be doing, all right? So other than that, we do have a sports show coming up. We're just trying to work out the specifics at this time. Like I said, hit me up. All ideas are good ideas. You know what I'm saying? We just want to make sure it's a perfect fit for Global 14 Radio. The other thing is, you guys, let me just say this. Global 14 Radio is your ultimate go-to social network, all right? We have all kinds of stuff going on global14.com. If you are not on global14.com, you are definitely missing out. You can network with a lot of people, make music together. There's people that have made music together and haven't even met yet. So make sure you jump on there if you want to share some of your music, if you want to meet some new people. We have people from other countries that come in there and they speak to each other in their own languages and everything. Like, it's pretty cool. So check that out. We also have people that are trying to lose weight or trying to eat healthier. Like, right now, just last night, a group of us just decided that we were going to hit a, we were going to, you know, pretty much go on this diet with lifer Latasha. And everybody just joined and said, okay, I'll do it with you too. Let me just tell you, that's, go to the Vegan and Vegetarian Lifers group. On top of that, we have a healthy living show tomorrow night, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Live, Love, Eat. Let me just say this. We are doing everything on Global 14. No other social network is doing what we are doing, all right? Other than that, you know, I just want to just start off the show and say, you know, always love what you do, stay positive, and good things will come to good people, period. You know what I'm saying? Good things will come to you. Always stay on top of what you need to do, all right? Believe in yourself first. Don't allow anyone, period, to tell you what you should and should not be doing. Take care of you first, all right? What I want to do right now is talk to my boy Jeezy. What's up, Jeezy? How was your weekend?
Oh, my weekend was pretty good. It was kind of nasty on Friday. There was a lot of snow here, and it just got kind of cruddy out, but that didn't stop me from going out. And, you know, Saturday, I went and saw some friends I haven't seen in a while, so that was really nice. I love getting back in touch with people I haven't talked to for a while. I haven't talked to one of them for, you know, like several months or whatever, but it was awesome getting to see him and hanging out with him. So it was a pretty good weekend. And, you know, Sunday for me is always a relaxed day. I don't like doing anything on Sunday. I don't care what's going on. I like to just kind of sit around and relax.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to start making – excuse me, I'm sorry. I'm going to start making that
– No, you're fine. I was done.
I'm going to start making that my free day where I just pretty much shut my phone down and everything else because I get a lot done on Sundays. And, you know, we're preparing for the show for, you know, obviously for Monday. But I definitely want to, you know, try to shut down at least one day and, you know, pretty much download before we start the week off.
Yeah, and I feel so much more stress-free all week if I just relax that Sunday. Like, I don't know what it is. It's just that one day, I guess. And I feel like this huge weight is just off my shoulders the rest of the week. Like, I feel a lot more calm, and I just love it. To be honest, I just love doing nothing on Sunday.
Right. I'm with you, man. Well, you know, today's show is going to be great. We don't have any interviews, but stay tuned for that, you guys, because, man, I keep saying you guys. I need to stop saying that. But stay tuned because we do have some interviews that are coming up. I know we finished the year of 2011 off strong. Chocolate Tiger had to move her show, reschedule her show to Saturday. That was a one-time thing, by the way, but she had a crazy show. She had over 600 callers that called into her show. I know because I was working the board. definitely we're going to continue to prove people wrong, not just on Global 14 Radio, but on Global 14 period. People are paying attention. We're going to continue to give you the best content, the best interviews. And speaking of best interviews, our girl Renita with the Spill Tea tonight, you guys need to stay tuned because Renita got some, like, great interviews from the Red Tails opener, some stuff from the Red Tails red carpet, and she's going to get into that. Also, she has some great Spill Tea items, so I want you guys to stay tuned for that. But right now, what I want to do is Jeezy. You have some pretty cool stuff for your quickies today.
Yes.
Let's go ahead and get into that. Because I was going to mention something. That's funny, me and you are on the same page. But when you get down to the last item on your quickies, we'll talk about that here in a minute. But go ahead and get into your quickie.
All right. The world's biggest emerald was found. I've seen this thing, and it is freaking huge. It is just ginormous. I'm sure if you Google it, you'll find it, and your jaw is going to drop. And the carat value of this stone is 57,000, where previously they thought the biggest was to be 15,000. That is a hell of a jump. I don't know if you've seen it, Crush, but this thing is ridiculous. And I don't really know the conversion from kilograms to pounds or any of that, but this thing weighed like 11.5, 11.7. It was just ginormous. And it was found in Brazil, and it's going to be auctioned off in Canada, so it will definitely be interesting to see how much this thing goes for. But whoever gets it, I'm sure they can make a hell of a profit off of it.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And this next story, it's just crazy. This next story, though, this guy had to be freaking delusional. A German man who was accused of slaughtering his wife last year, you know, he's charged with manslaughter. He demanded a retrial because he said his dog killed her. And the people were saying, you know, the dog sat on her and suffocated her. But, you know, everyone's like, no, get out of here with that bullshit. Because it's obvious that, you know, the strangulation marks don't match up with a dog. And who's not going to get a dog off them?
Right.
It's his wife. She's a grown woman. She's going to be able to get that dog off her. So they're like, no. So I think instead of this guy going to jail for this, he should have pleaded insanity because that was just stupid to come out and say, I think. Like,
what?
That was, I don't know why he ever came out and said that the dog killed him, killed his wife. That was just dumb.
Man, he's crazy. He's probably trying to plead insanity or something like that. That's what it sounds like. It's dumb stuff.
That's what he should do anyways. I mean, the guy think he's nuts for saying that a dog tried killing his wife, so it adds up. But this last story, I don't know all the exact details. I read a couple of articles on it. I couldn't pick everything up exactly. But it looks like Washington is going to be the seventh state allowed to have same-sex marriage, and legislation voted for it today. Now, everyone had voted except one person, and that's because she was undecided, you know. She's sitting there, and she's reconciling her religious beliefs and her personal beliefs as an American, and she voted for it to pass, and she said that she can't let her religious views, like I said, get in the way of her views as American. And I completely agree with her because I'm not sure where it says it exactly. I'm going to sound stupid. I think it says it maybe in the Constitution or something, where state and religion should be separated, and I completely agree with that. It's not fair for her to say it's against her religious views and vote against it because of that.
Right.
Yeah, and they believe there's enough support to get the bill signed, which I read it, and it looked like it was pretty much going to go through. And same-sex couples are going to be able to start getting married in June. Now, opponents may file for, that's like really soon. That's pretty much only, 4 months away?
Yeah, that's it.
Four, 6 months away, excuse me. And now the thing is, opponents may file for a referendum to get this turned around, but they won't even be able to get it until after the bill is signed, and they have to get 120,577 signatures by July 6th. Now, that's a lot of signatures to get in that short of time, especially after the bill is already signed. And I definitely agree with her. I think she had her head on definitely straight. Religion and state really does need to be separated. Like, especially if that's your view on it, they should almost be asked if that's why they're voting to turn it down, if it's because of religious beliefs. Because, you know, that's not right. You might believe in something.
Right.
But they're supposed to base everything off the Constitution, other stuff like that. And if they don't do that, that's just not right, because this is America. I think a lot of people forget about what America is actually based upon and what it was founded upon. And that freedom, that's everyone's freedom. But seventh state, that is definitely crazy that I found out about this. I didn't even know this was going on. But definitely probably going to change a lot of people's lives.
Yeah, man, you know, what's funny about that, and I'm glad that you said that, you know, a lot of people forget what America was built on. Well, let me not say that, excuse me, because people can call in and be like, America was built on whatever, but at the same time, we have a lot of freedoms, and we can do a lot of things that a lot of other countries can't do. You know, for being gay, you can get killed in Africa, you know, just for being gay, period, you know. And this is a huge accomplishment. This is huge as far as, you know, Washington State goes. I know that they're probably going to get those signatures. Washington State reminds me of, I won't say a hippie town, but I can see them definitely getting those signatures. I know it seems like a lot, but I have faith that they'll get those signatures. I definitely do.
I think that'd be a shame if they did that, though, you know.
Right.
I mean, they definitely have a lot of – there's a huge time frame there that they have to get those signatures in. I mean, 120,000, I guess, compared to the whole population is not a lot at all. There's probably that in one – I'm positive there's that in probably just one city. But I just think – I don't know. I just think this is huge that there's about to be a seventh state like that, and – it'll be very interesting to see what goes on.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that, man. I'm with you.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, people are definitely going to fight for what they want, so I guess we'll just sit back and see what happens.
Yeah, we will see. But like I said, I was born there, was not raised there, but I do have a lot of confidence that they'll get those signatures. This is going to be interesting, like you said, so we can just pretty much stay on top of that and see what happens with it and report it. You know, you guys stay tuned. We'll continue to report on the new developments of this this new law coming into place. But other than that, Jeezy, thank you so much
Wait.
What?
I'm really sorry. I just have a question, though. Okay, say they do get those signatures, and like I said, it'd have to be after the bill was passed. But then the last day they could do it was, like, July 6th. Now, people can start getting married in June. What happens if those people do get married and then that referendum comes around and they vote against it? Can that happen and then it's illegal again?
It's going to be some shit, I'm telling you right now. That's
it's
going to be some shit.
Because it's like, okay, do those people lose their marriage license then since it was in Washington and then it's no longer allowed? Or, like, somebody maybe has their wedding plan. Like, that would just suck. I don't know.
Yeah, man.
That is.
I'm sure there's more to it, so we just have to, you know, pretty much probably dig into it some more and find out, you know, what will happen if that happens. So let's try to look into that. I'm sure there's something else that we probably missed, you know, but like I said, if that happens, me and you both know it's gonna get crazy.
Oh, yeah, I definitely think so.
Yeah, so, but like I said, once again, my boy, Jeezy, thank you so much for the quickies of the day. Right now, what we're going to do is take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we will get into the spilled tea with our girl, Renita. Stand by.
by the radio.
Welcome back, lifers. This is your girl, Crush. This is how we're going to be doing it every single Monday. We are going to be playing a lot of top 40 or just music that just doesn't get played on the radio. This is what we do. We go and we really listen to music. I don't know about everyone else, but we listen to the music that's out there. We play what's out there. You know, a lot of times a lot of good music doesn't get played on the radio, but we're going to play whatever we want to play, and we're going to make sure that you guys get to hear your favorites on Global 14 Radio. So right now we're going to get into the Spilt Tea with my girl Renita. Renita has some great things for you guys tonight. Renita, I don't know what you want to start with first, but go ahead. Yeah. I mean, you got it. Do best.
I know a lot's been going on, and it all started like last week with this Red Tails. Congratulations to them. Thank you again, George Lucas, for investing in this film and finally, after 23 years, getting it out. It was number 2 in the box office. They made $19 million, which was great because they were shooting for $20 million, so they were only $1 million off, and they were only in 2,500 theaters. So that is really good for them. Congratulations. Talking about Red Tails, speaking of Red Tails, I actually had a privilege and honor to go to 3 screenings and 2 carpets for them so we could just make sure we got the coverage for the lifers. So I went everywhere. I was at the L.A. Independent Film Festival, then Terrence Howard had a midnight screening, and then the Rays Theater in Los Angeles, which used to be the Magic Johnson Theater, did a red carpet and bought out old and new Black Hollywood. And let me tell you guys, everyone is supporting this film. It didn't matter what color you were, white, yellow, Puerto Rican, Haitian. It didn't matter. Everyone came out. If you have not seen Red Tails, go out, support this film. And I actually had a chance to sit down next to and watch the film with Vanessa Bell Calloway. Now, if y'all don't know her, Vanessa Bell is the actress from Hawthorne. She's also currently on Harry's Law. And I just asked her, you know, what does this movie mean to you, and what do you feel this movie means to Black Hollywood?
Well, this movie, Red Tails, means a lot to me, more than it would necessarily because of what George Lucas had to go through to get it made. I mean, of course, it means a lot to me because we all applaud, you know, the Tuskegee Airmen. But, you know, we grew up knowing about that. We've known about that being African American. We've known about them. So I'm sure we'll get new aspects of the story, but basically we know who they were. So, of course, it's always great to celebrate that. But I'm celebrating this because I'm so glad that George Lucas let the cat out the bag and told all his white counterparts, now they understand what we feel and how hard we try to get things done. Now they see. And for them to tell him what, you know, he was told, and he's George Lucas, so now they understand. They really don't give a hoot about what we're trying to produce and create. So that's why it means more to me, even more to me. I mean, you don't want to outshadow, you know, overshine the real purpose. But all in all, it still is very important that that came out. You know, the fact that nobody in Hollywood wants to make a movie with an all-black cast, they don't think it's worthy. You know, even if you have a name like a George Lucas behind it and a big budget. But we're going to celebrate them, and I hope that a lot of others go and see and learn.
So, Crush, did you go and see Red Tails?
Yeah, the day that it came out, I went and saw it at 10:15 in the morning. You guys are probably thinking, like, who goes to see the movie set early in the morning? But I did because I felt it was important to support. And I'm one of those people that doesn't like to go see a new movie anyway with a whole bunch of people, you know, sitting around and, you know, talking and all that extra stuff. So I really wanted to enjoy it. And I loved it. Being a veteran myself, it was very, very, very good. I loved it. One of the things that I actually wrote down because I thought this was very powerful. In the beginning of the movie, Cuba Gooding Jr. is doing a briefing. And if you guys don't know anything about briefings in the military, a lot of times before, like during wartime situations, they pretty much set out a map and pretty much go over, like, training and all that other stuff. Well, while everybody was, you know, pretty much happy about their accomplishments, and at this time, the Red Tails haven't even went to combat at this point. This is the beginning of the movie once again. And the men, one of the guys was just, like, pretty apprehensive about, you know, what was going on because, you know, the media was reporting that the Tuskegee experiment was a failure. And one of the things that I think that was so powerful, what Cuba Gooding Jr. said as a colonel, he told them, you know, why did you think 100 years of bigotry was going to end once they put on that uniform? And that's something that I thought was so powerful. Even after their first victory, they still didn't get any respect at all. And, you know, that still goes on today, but that goes to show that no matter what type of obstacle you're going through, you still need to push on because people see it, but at the same time, do what you do and do what's best for you and what's in your heart. And that's why I really and truly loved that movie. That movie was excellent. I know some people feel like there weren't enough black women there or whatever, and it was an interracial relationship in there. Let me tell you, it's 2012. I thought it was perfect. Everything, how everything was done, I thought it was perfect. So that's pretty much how I felt about it.
Well, what also people have to understand is black women were featured in that film. Jasmine Sullivan, along with a few other actresses, were making their debuts in this film. And they went back and they cut out a lot of that storyline because they figured that it was too mushy, I would say, and it felt not enough action was involved. So that's why they ended up cutting out their actual story, backstory lines, and only kept it to the one character. So either way, it was an excellent film. Crush is going to have two more interviews, right, Crush? We have comments from Robert Guillaume, which is he used to play Vincent, and Nichelle Nichols, which used to play Lieutenant Uhura on Star Trek. So we have some more feedback from old Black Hollywood on what they feel the Red Tails, how they felt about the movie and what they figured, you know, how this would all turn out from past, present to future. So great interview.
Yeah,
check those out.
I'm going to post it in the G14 radio group on global14.com. I just got to upload them and then put them in the G14 radio group so everybody can hear them.
And then lastly, the other big event going on is Sundance. I would almost say the music industry this year has taken over Sundance. First, I just want to cover one big thing, Tracy Morgan. I'm sure everyone heard, but if you have not heard, Collapse. After his speech at one of the awards presentations during Sundance, apparently the altitude was not agreeing with him, and he went to step outside, and by the time he stepped outside after his speech, he passed out. But everything is good. His publicist is saying he's back on his feet, everything's okay, and he is currently finishing up treatment at the Park City Medical Center in Utah. So that's good to hear. Also, the other buzz is Heidi Klum and Seal. I mean, Crush, everyone's like, are they, aren't they? Seal's seen with the ring. They have a publicist here that's saying that they're still together. Rumors are having Seal is coming to Sundance, so God knows how that's going to end up, poor man. But I hope they're not broken up. I mean, I love them as a couple for some reason. I don't know why. I'm not a big Seal fan, but I love Heidi Klum. But I don't know. I just, Their kids are gorgeous, though, but good luck, guys, on that. Really quick, like I said, music is taking over Sundance. I feel ran into Questlove at the Skull Candy event. He confirmed the Roots are working on a new project that they're trying to release this year. If not, it will definitely be out before summer of next year. There's a short film on Uncle Luke, which is called Life and Freaky Times of Uncle Luke. Yep, they did a documentary from his times from Two Live Crew, them fighting for amendment rights, all the way up to how he feels about being the mayor of Miami. Like, I'm like, they did a short on Luke, but you guys, when it comes out, you have to see it. It's really interesting. I'll put it that way.
Are you serious? I can't even imagine.
Yeah. It's off the chain.
Is this why he was trying to bar people from being in bar people from coming to Miami trying to make some noise for this? He knew this was coming up.
Exactly. Well, what he said is he wants that the artist, if you're not from Miami, he said that he wanted artists to contribute to Miami in other ways. Like, just don't come the King of Diamonds or wherever else, spending money on the strippers or coming to the club and giving the club and bars money, like participate in like nonprofits in Miami and stuff like that. But artists were saying that he was only saying it because, you know, he's trying to clean his image. So I don't know, but wait when y'all see the documentary. I'm like, that's the Luke we all know and love. I don't know who this new Luke is. Performances that stood out this weekend, Robin Thicke performed Saturday. Ugh, he is so fine. Drake was in the house at the Ping event, and Paris Hilton, which is now DJ Paris Hilton, Lord have mercy, Cinderella's probably going crazy over this one. She did the T-Mobile event alongside Red Fruit from LMFO. It's just been crazy. Movies, though, we have to give the movie people, because, you know, that's what Sundance is all about. Quick things about movies really quick. Peter Jackson's West Memphis, people go and see this movie. It's based on a true story about three young kids, 8-year-old boys, 1993, were murdered, and three teenagers that were convicted of the crime. This movie actually breaks evidence that was never broken before. Find out the teenagers. Well, I won't give up the story, but you guys have to go and see it. It's so well done, and it's unbelievable. I will definitely say it's a tearjerker, and I don't cry. So if it's a tearjerker, bring your Kleenex. Also ran into Spike Lee. He's coming out with a new movie called Red Hook Summer, which is kind of, sort of, as he says, loosely based on his life. It's about a young man that travels from Georgia to New York for the summer to meet a grandfather that he has never met. He said it's full of young, new talent, so he's excited about that. Also, Kiki Palmer, I mean, her star is on a rise. I mean, she's about to come out with that movie with Queen Latifah and Dolly Parton. Now Spike Lee, do your thing, girl. Do your thing. And just one other sad news, unfortunately, it's back to music, but apparently I hear Aretha Franklin broke off her engagement. What's going on? I was so happy about that, crush. I was like, Stella's getting her groove back. She's still getting it. And then she just broke it off.
She don't need to be getting married. You get you a little house boy and you keep it moving. That's how I feel about it. She too grown and too old to be trying to get married now, love. Just get you a little house boy and chill out.
I was just ready for the wedding dress, what hair wig she was going to put on. Like, I was really excited, and she kind of killed it. Also, really quick, last, before I forget, and this will be my tea for today, Toni Braxton was in Sundance looking great. Health is fine. She's back to normal. Wanted the fans know that she is okay, and thanks for all the love. So that's it from your girl, Renita, with the spilt tea here on Real Talk on Global 14. Please check us all out. Crush, Jeezy, and myself. We are on Global 14. Y'all need to sign up. Y'all are missing out. Global14.com. It will take 2 minutes to sign up, and it'll be worth the wait. Check me out. I'm Rock and Rolla, R-O-K-K-N-R-O-L-L-A. Hit us up. We're waiting.
All right, thank you, Renita, for the spilled tea and the Sundance and the Red Tails review and the great information that you were able to get. Definitely appreciate that. You know, we got a lot of great things planned this year. I keep telling you guys, things are only getting better. I'm meeting a lot of great people since I moved to L.A. A lot of stuff is happening. But at the same time, like I said, one of the other things that we are doing on Global14.com, we are playing a song of the day from the Pump It or Dump It or group. And, you know, I don't know how many people go in there and just drop their music off. But if you guys are paying attention, you will know that we are selecting songs every single day, and we're playing it live on the radio. All right, we have tons of listeners. So I want to make sure that if you are an independent artist, put your music in the Pump It or Dump It group, and you never know when your music is going to be selected as Song of the Day. Tonight we have T-Miz, and the song is called Off the Hook. We're going to go ahead and play that, and we're going to go ahead and end the show tonight. Once again, like I said, please sign up for Global14.com. So much is going on. We have so many members in there. A lot of people, we wake up every morning, we say good morning to each other. As you can see, my puppy is over here barking at me. He's ready for me to get off the radio. But we all say good morning to each other. We socialize, we talk. This is not a, you know, a cliquish type of social network. We don't, you know, drama might pop off, but you know what, at the same time, we do a lot more socializing and talking about issues and laughing and stuff on Global14.com. Jermaine Dupri created this great social network. Like I said, I always say this is the ultimate social network. You are not going to get the things that we have accomplished, and I say we because Jermaine will tell you too, his community is the shit, all right? Follow us at Global14 and at G14 Radio. Once again, I'm a lifer for life. I don't know what else to tell you. Sign up, Global14.com. Good night.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as
dialed. Put your vest on. Cause these niggas ain't hearing ya. We the fourth most dangerous city in America. Causing mass hysteria, you thinking Yale University. I'm thinking how to dodge niggas from murking me. A lot of drugs, a lot of money in this ghost town. Niggas that are locked up or eat the smoke down. Bitches ran through, watch what your man do. Might be a body on that banger that he hands you. But listen, New Haven off the hook, man. Connecticut, New Haven off the hook, man. New York, New Haven off the hook, man. Dust the niggas wildin', bitches trickin', a buck for a nut, you can stick 'em, go raw, these niggas fall in love with 'em, they trippin', New Haven off the hook, man, Philly, New Haven off the hook, man, Baltimore, New Haven off the hook, man, D.C., New Haven off the hook, bitches set you up, before they niggas come and wet you up, everybody touchable, little niggas stress the bus, these got itchy trigger fingers, niggas need the rapper singing, trying to escape this hell, all we see is death and jam, everybody hire drunk, everybody need a fix, some of us is shopaholic, some of us is love and trip, some niggas is banging rock, bitches sneaking guns and clubs, some of us is positive, some of us are forced to love,
overall,
New Haven off the hook, man, Michigan,
New Haven off the hook, man,
Chi-Town,
New Haven off the hook, man,
St. Louis,
New Haven off the hook,
we got thorough niggas snitching here, would've bet the house on them, pussy niggas killing real niggas, used to clown on them, you could be a boxer like Bad Chad Dawson, or you could be 30 plus standing on the corner, dog, take precaution,
New Haven off the hook, man,
ATL,
New Haven off the hook, man,
VA,
New Haven off the hook, man,
MIA,
New Haven off the hook,
fucking Section 8 bitches, welfare recipients.
they sold for riches, thinking that my city white. Rappers getting robbed here. Felons get released from prison, slipping at your job fair. Thinking all his drama gone, just cause he's in 5 years. Niggas like, remember me, the Swiss cheese is lying. Yeah, I'm trying to tell you.
New Haven off the hook, man.
Louisiana,
New Haven off the hook, man.
California,
New Haven off the hook, man.
Shitting on his family members. What about his thickest blood? I can't even stand these niggas. Gotta keep your circle tight. Gotta keep your hand on figures. Everybody got a price. Throw your man a bag, he'll kill ya.
New Haven off the hook, man.
Indiana.
New Haven off the hook, man.
DX.
New Haven off the hook, man.
Ohio.
New Haven off the hook.
Take my word, nigga. New Haven off the hook. Fuck around, nigga. Won't be a good look, North Carolina. My city off the hook. Gotta stay on point, nigga. New Haven off the hook. Alabama. New Haven off the hook. Minnesota. New Haven off the hook. Niggas scared to come and fuck with my city cause they shook. Get your Google on, nigga. New Haven off the hook. I'm trying to tell you.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
This is Real Talk on Global Social Radio. Yeah. So death.